Okay, hello everyone. Okay. Welcome back home. Close your eyes and feel you are at home. Find your temple in your chest. Your holy temple is in your chest. Find it. What kind of temple is it? How does it look like? So you can imagine what is your temple like. Islamic, Buddhism, Hindu, any type of temple. It's your temple. It's holy. Once you find your temple, feel the holiness there. And now use your imagination, enter the temple. Maybe you have to stand in front of the entrance. You are at the entrance of the temple. Are you there? Is door open or closed? If your door is closed, please observe the door is slowly opening for you. Then enter. You are stepping in the center of the temple. Probably beautiful, big space is there. You are in it. Maybe high ceiling, maybe beautiful decorations, or so simple. So feel the holiness of the room. This is your temple. This is the space of your life. So probably you want to sit down at the very center of the room or lie down. How do you feel? Holy sound is around you. What kind of holy sound you are hearing? Om sound? Oh. Om San, any kind of holy sound of a song. Ram, 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 Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So peaceful. This is you. You are so peaceful. You are so holy. Your life should be suitable with this. Your mind can't have anything but is not suitable to this space. Whatever you experience, it should be such a holy and peace and quiet and with beautiful songs. That's it. You are like security guard of this room, and at the same time, you are the master of this room. You are master and the security guard. So now, you observe, you look around and observe who else is in the room. Only Holy Spirit is with you. Because only Holy Spirit is invited by you. You never invited any magician, any conman, any angry monster. You never. So you are here with Holy Spirit. And together, protect this temple. As a peace, as a holiness, as wholeness, as perfection, as love, as a peace. So protect this room, this temple, is a completely opposite of the defense by ego. For ego, defense and protection means hiding your own holiness, hiding peace, separating from yourself, never coming back to your home temple, just wandering around, and keeping anger and keeping attack. But now you are back to the temple and you protect the temple. You never allow anything not suitable for you This room is your home. Quiet. Content. Grace. Shower of blessings. This is me. I won't experience anything not suitable to this yourself anymore. No agony, no anxiety, no worry. And whenever you notice any kind of thoughts not suitable to this room, you say no. Say no to that thought. Do not fight against the thought. Just say no and focus on the holiness, tranquility, so this is the true protection. Protection is made down by you and Holy Spirit. It's collaboration together. It's so beautiful to use time for this. No matter what you are doing, what you are truly doing is to protect this holiness and peace. I am. Now, carefully observe the room. This beautiful room is slowly, steadily start shrinking. The all walls, ceiling, everything is approaching to you. Coming, and all of a sudden, the temple, all the temple is in your chest. Space is now in you. You are in the space, and the space is in you. Your life, your holiness, self is in your chest. Breathe holiness. Now, besides protecting that holiness, what do you want to do? Only one thing. Invite everyone around you. No one left behind. No one is excluded. You invite everyone. With your holiness, all the past is behind, and the Holy Son of God is around you. All the past left behind. So again, welcome back home. Stay home. Wherever you go, stay home. Thank you very much, everyone. Don't go anywhere. Stay here and slowly, gently open your eyes. Thank you.